All right, so hockey fans could have to live without their season. Pro golfers are going to be living without something because professional golf has banned what's known as the belly putter. Commentator Frank DeFord thinks this was a mistake.
When did issues become such an all-purpose, often euphemistic word for anything disagreeable? We have issues now where we used to have problems and concerns and troubles and hornet's nest. Like, for example, the American and British big wheels who run golf have issues with putting. Now, understand, modern golfers have kryptonite drivers with club heads as large as prize pumpkins. Golfers are slugging the dimpled rockets so far that all sorts of classic courses have had to be lengthened, even the sacred old course at St. Andrews. This is like if baseball bats and balls had been supercharged so much that Bud Selig decreed that now it had to be 100 feet instead of 90 between bases. But never mind the bazooka transcontinental drives. No, the golf honchos have issues with the little itty-bitty part of the game called putting. If the U.S. Golf Association and the Royal and Ancient were in charge of nuclear proliferation, they would handle things by legislating the size of bayonets. The issue is what are called belly putters, which is certainly an ugly name, but nomenclature is not the issue here. No, what is that golfers employ these belly putters by stabilizing them against their gut, their pot, their tummy, their corporation. The golf Solomons have decreed that anchoring your putter against a substantial body part is just not proper golf. Plus, it looks wimpy. You got a stroke. Now, even the best golfers, especially the graybeards who get what are called the yips on the green, have been monkeying around with various desperate putting styles forever. Even the great Sam Snead experimented with croquet-like putts a half century ago. But so many unconventional putting styles were deemed legitimate because the golfers were stroking with their arms. Presumably you could putt with a pool cue or a bolero. You just can't belly up to the ball. Golfers have never looked as athletic as other athletes. So why aesthetics are suddenly an issue is a mystery. Especially this is true because golf costs so much and takes so long that it's having trouble attracting new young players. But the fact is, a great many golfers are distinguished by what? By their bellies. Hey, go with what you got. It's really the equivalent of a dumb decision in 1967 when the NCAA outlawed dunking because basketball attracts tall players who use their height to dunk. That was so stupid that it was a slam dunk that basketball would change the rule back, which it did. Likewise, it should be a gimme for the bodies who run golf to stomach bellies.
It's a gimme. Commentator Frank DeFord will be here every Wednesday. He joins us from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.